Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yes, indeed. Check this. You guys ready for this? I know you are. Just waiting to get queued up here. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Or go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, personal page and or fan page. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Maybe we can get my wife to sing again, honey. Someone will call in and compliment you. She's actually producing the show right now. I really appreciate that. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Just got an email here from Sean Miller. He said, Bradley, look what I'm doing. You helped inspire me. Hope you'll help me. Let's rally for electing Sean Miller to the Michigan State House. Well, good for him. Faith without works is dead. Sean's showing people in Michigan his faith by his works. I think that's a pretty awesome deal. I think it's pretty important as well. And just imagine if everybody did that. Man, we could take our country back in a week. Literally. We got Jake out at the state fair right now. He's supposed to be calling in. And when he calls in, we'll jump on the line with him really quick. We're setting up our booth. Oh, he is on. Okay. Jake, the other guy, how are you? And let me ask you something, bro. Why is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head?
Well, it's just not a good thing to be. They're supposed to be in your own head. And I think that's probably why.
Okay.
Unless you're a doctor or something and you can switch up brains. But I just got here to the state fair. It's really loud. It's really crazy. We're getting set up. All you folks in Minnesota or people that travel to Minnesota.
Soda.
It's on Dan Patch and Cooper's where we're going to be this year. We're right across the street from the DFL booth and right behind Spaghetti Eddie's Pizza.
Ooh.
And
that sounds right good. That sounds real good, other guy. That sounds real good.
And it's real good. It's
that spaghetti place. That sounds real good. You smell that spaghetti?
And they got some real Italian, I tell you what.
Okay, now we're going Italiano, huh?
Yeah, and they got some deep-fried Twinkies over here, too. I'm not sure what that is, but
okay.
They're unhealthy.
Well, no, that's exactly right. Everybody, that's what, as a matter of fact, Jake, that's why people go to the state fair, so they can eat unhealthy.
Yep, and then the rest of the year, they go on that special diet.
Yep, they gain 30 pounds, they lose 10, they go back the next year. As a matter of fact, throughout the year, they bragged everybody how they lost 10 pounds, but they failed to tell them that they gained 30 from the state fair donuts.
Oh, ouch.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Yeah,
I heard a lady the other day, Jake, she said to me, she goes, I've lost a lot of weight, and I looked at her and I said, I think I just found it. You know what I'm saying?
So,
it was in the back. Yeah, she couldn't see that. So I just had to point it out really. Yeah, I was just being a faithful witness.
There was a woman who said that she had went to the Waffle House. It was a joke somebody told me the other day. Because there's all these Waffle Houses on the road. And we travel a lot. And the waitress came up and said they got waffles with well, I don't know, you put, like, green beans on it, steak and stuff. She said, I had to stop eating it because I thought there was a bus behind me, but then I found out it was my butt. So I don't suggest eating at Waffle Houses either.
Well, that almost sounds like English humor. Just kind of dry and doesn't do much for
you. The ground.
Okay, so the Sons of Liberty, you can run international, actually is setting up right now at the Minnesota State Fair. So if you folks are in our backyard, please do come out. If you're not, please do come out. Now, Jake, we've been out there for going on 8 years. So how many people do you suppose that we've reached by tracking in the such over the last 8 years?
I know for sure I mean, it's easily in the tens of thousands. I mean, when you consider the amount of people that come through here. Now, the fair is a big place, but we get a lot of traffic because we're right outside of the main gate, and that's off of Snelling Avenue. So right when you walk in, it's right, I think the street is Dan Patch, the main drag, and we're Cooper. We're the first cross street to the left of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, easily it's tens of thousands of people, and it's been ministry, it's been gospel tracks, it's been talking to people. We've done live radio here a number of years, and that always draws a great crowd, and this year, we just encourage everybody to come out and check the booth. There's new products this year. We got the Sons of Liberty wristbands, Sons of Liberty stocking caps, baseball caps, T-shirts, things like that. And just check out the street teams and be encouraged, folks, because there is light out here. There's a lot of darkness as well, but there's a lot of people shedding light, and that's what we're doing our best to do every year.
You know, what's interesting about that is that's a part of my testimony, my real-life testimony. I was actually at the state fair when a guy came up to me, and he was the first real witness in my life who just did not let me shake him off in any sense of the word. And after I got saved, which was 17 years ago, it's interesting that the Lord had put me right back into the place that it's almost like an altar there. And I'm not being weird about it, but really is an altar and a testimony to the people. This is where God saved me. And in process, God knew that we would reach out to them, tens of thousands of people that have been at the State Fair over the last 8 years. And it's pretty awesome. And it's an awful responsibility, but it's a pretty awesome responsibility.
It is. And there's nothing but opportunity around. So
that's right.
You know, 24/7, it's not open 24 hours a day, but for the 12, 18 hours that it's open, it's just nonstop people. So if you're looking for an opportunity, you want to be used by the Lord, jump in. You can even come down and we can maybe have you volunteer in our booth. But it's on Dan Patch at Cooper, right behind Spaghetti Eddie's, right across the street from the DFL booth.
Spaghetti?
L. Franken sign right now.
What's that? You're seeing L.
Yeah, Al Franken, he's right across the street here, one of his signs.
Yeah, you know, my wife walked up to him and actually tracked him. And by the way, Al Franken being in Senate, my friends, the joke is on Minnesota. We apologize. But in saying that, my wife actually went over and actually tracked him. And he was cool about it, but he just kind of seemed like he was above it a little bit. But the bottom line is we got to him. That's all that matters. He has a responsibility before God in heaven now and before mankind. And for the most part, again, Jake, the way I see everything going on down at the State Fair is nothing but opportunity. I see what's going on in this country as nothing but opportunity for God to use his church to be a light in a dark place and to do the stuff that America needs.
That's right. And take the opportunity, folks, also to read Bradley's last column, which is Crisis, that word has two characters. One means danger, one means opportunity. You brought up Al Franken and the gentleman that ran against him, Norm Coleman. We saw him here, I think, 4 years ago. A friend of mine who did a news story when I was in a treatment place covered a news story, and he brought him by here. He got stinking blues. I saw him a year and a half later, and he said, I still have those in my pocket, and he showed them to me. So
amen.
You never know who you're going to meet down here.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back talking about a Mexican water rat. Be right back after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
He's awesome. I think he's awesome. Stan is an awesome man. Matter of fact, friends, I did, I don't know how many interviews, I think three interviews with him now. And every time I try to call him and just say, thank you very much, Stan, I understand he's a legend, my friends, and he is. He's all over the country all day long. He literally is. And so anyways, to say that, I said, hey, Stan, I just wanted to tell you I really appreciate you. If you need anything, please give me a call. Don't hesitate to call. All right, Bradley, why don't we go ahead and schedule another date? It's like, Stan, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to say thank you. But if you need me to be there for you, I will do that. And I really appreciate the man. I really do. And the way I describe Stan to my friends, to the ministry, he's a very sweet man. And I hope it gets back to him that I'm telling him this, well, about him, and that I'm telling you this about him, and as well, just a very sweet, sweet man, a great guy. So let's get over to what we're going to be talking about again. Yesterday we were talking about the resolutions of Jonathan Edwards, and I want to get back to a little bit of that, but I want you to first hear this analogy. There was two women from Southern California who were about to cross the Mexican border to return to the United States. And when they saw what looked like a very small, sick animal in the ditch beside their car, as they examined it, it looked like a little chihuahua. And then and there, they decided to take it home with them to nurture it. They were afraid that they were breaking the law, so what they did is they put the dog in the trunk of their car and drove across the border. Now, once safely on American soil, they retrieved the animal and nursed it until they arrived at home. And one of the women was so concerned about the little chihuahua, the little ailing dog, that she took into it with her to her bed and reached out at different intervals during the night to touch the tiny animal and reassure it that she was still present. The dog was so sick the next morning that she decided to take it to the veterinarian. That's when she found out that the animal wasn't a tiny, sick dog. It was a Mexican water rat dying of rabies. See, friends, the world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks sin, the transgression of God's moral law. Read God's Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Repent before them as you put your faith in Christ. And what are you repenting for? Your sin. Again, let me say this. The world in the blackness of its ignorance thinks sin is like a puppy to be played with. But it's the light of God's law that awakens the sinner to the fact that he or she is in bed with a deadly rat. Friends, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of are the ways of death. Proverbs 16:25. Now, to bring that over to a conversation I had today, I was on Facebook last night loading it up for my friends, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. And I noticed an individual that I had talked to about a year ago, and I had actually said to him, my friend, you have some things coming to you in your life, and it's not too far off. And when I was online yesterday, I noticed that that thing that was not too far off, or should I say that person that was not too far off that was to enter into his life, was now around his arm. And I kind of chuckled at it, and I just kind of looked, and I thought, huh, I've seen this before. I've heard this before. And it's pretty cool when you can tell people that kind of stuff before it actually happens. So as I looked, I thought, wait a second, how did I lose my friend Andrew? I lost my friend Andrew to that word and that person. And all of a sudden, I got on the phone today and I talked to someone in the ministry, and he had told me that that she was the girl that came into my friend Andrew's life, that she's a pharmacist. He said she loves everything about the ministry. She loves everything about the ministry, but one thing. One thing. Listen to me carefully. She doesn't like the fact that the ministry exposes the pharmaceutical companies for antidepressants and vaccinations. I said to my friend at the ministry here, I said, of course she doesn't. That's how she makes her living. That one thing that Jesus looks upon those that he loves, and he looks at that one thing. Of course they're going to defend it tooth and nail, because that's what they're trying to cover. That's what they're coddling. And the only reason people get offended is because you are telling them the truth. Great is the peace of those that love thy law, for nothing shall offend them. See, when we're dead and our lives are in Christ, hey, listen, you can kick that dead horse all day long, but it doesn't matter. And the only way that that horse is going to respond is if it was still alive. See, when the commandment comes, sin revives. Remember David said in the book of Psalm, he said, thy commandments are faithful, they persecute me wrongfully. See, because when we go back to Romans 7 again, friends, what does it say? The law is spiritual, I am carnal, sold under sin. See, Paul Washer said this too, my friends, and listen to me carefully. He said, the most terrifying thing about God is, he is good and we are not. God is good and we are not. What's terrifying about that? Well, I'll tell you what, when you're in Jesus Christ, the terrifying can all go away. It can all subside. It can go away because now we are in his son, Jesus Christ. We've been delivered from the wrath through Christ. And see, friends, this is what I want to get to. Isn't it interesting that when you point out the one thing with people, they get offended? I had a meeting down at the office today. And while I was down at the office, I was just going back and forth. And see what the Holy Ghost does is he comes in the room to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, because all scripture is inspired by God to do what? To instruct, to reprove, to correct. Right? In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. Yeah, isn't that interesting how that works? But this one thing. And what was thrown back up in the air is, you know, I don't know if you were innuendoing or if you're trying to say something that you're not. And I said, no. If the Holy Ghost comes in the room and he begins to convict you, and there's 1,000 people in the room, don't come up to me and ask me why I was pointing you out. It's not my job to go snoop into your personal life to see what you're doing. The Holy Ghost is alive forevermore. He knows where to go. And guess where he always goes? To that one thing. See, if I generalize that, nobody would have had a problem with that. But when you point the finger the way the Holy Ghost does, guess what happens? And the next question that comes to my aid is this. How can the act be apart from the actor? He can't. See, the God hates the sin and loves the sinner thought. Folks, this isn't a new concept. Charles Finney had written in The Guilt of Sin, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against this sinner himself. This is like blaming the gun for the crime rather than the person pulling the trigger that committed the crime. It's dangerous, friends. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at sin, but not at the sinner. Hey, it's like when someone commits a crime, friend. Well, we're angry at the fact that, you know, that the gun committed the crime. We're not angry at the man that pulled the trigger. Is that ridiculous? Well, this is exactly what Finney's pointing out. How can the sin, how can the act be apart from the actor? How can the sin be apart from the one committing the sin? Jesus said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. The person that makes the choice to commit the sin is the one that's guilty of the sin. The person that commits the crime is the one that's guilty of committing the crime. He hates the theft, but loves the thief. He abhors adultery, but is pleased with the adulterer. Finney goes on, now this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done and distinction done from the doer, but it is the doer of himself, of course. Because when a crime is committed, the criminal is the one that's placed in, well, who's incarcerated and thrown into jail. You know, if guns are so bad, then why don't they take the guns and throw them in jail, friends? Or the weapons that are being used? No, that's the mentality that this corrupt, those that are corrupt in government, they're trying to commit, or actually try to teach you that, you know what, it's the gun, they're bad. As they're the ones teaching you how to commit the crime, through Hollywood. But let me get back to this. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases him that is a rational moral agent. Under his government, God should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will weigh his sword. He hath bent his bow and made his ready to shoot, not at the sin, but the sinner, the wicked man that hath done the abominable thing. This is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on the subject. Of course it is. How many times have you heard that? Oh, God loves, you know, he loves the sin. I'm sorry, he loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Oh, really? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed might live. I heard the word choice in there. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about, well, sin is not to be played with. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, friends. It's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And we can see that through history. D.L. Moody was right when he said in 1837, he said, "The law tells me how crooked I am," when you read Exodus 20. He said, "But what happens, grace comes along and straightens me out." Well, that's exactly right. And I know that people like to lay on grace, but when they understand grace, they begin to understand grace in a different way, especially when they take it from a biblical perspective. And in saying that, again, listen to what he said. "The law tells me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out." We are quickened by grace to those that are dead in sins and in trespasses. Here, let me give you a biblical definition of grace. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation," liberation from sin, my friends, "hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Savior from what? Sin, Matthew 1:21. "Who gave himself," now look to the cross, "that he might redeem us from all lawlessness, iniquity, and purify unto himself through sanctification a peculiar people, zealous of" what? "Good works." Then Paul says, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Wow. So wait a second. That's a different grace than I've been taught. Of course it is. Of course it is. "The law tells me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out." Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Not unto your pastor, not unto your priest, but unto God. and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Obtain what? And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now do they obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight, not as one that beateth the air. But listen carefully. Here's grace. New Testament, 1 Corinthians 9. But I keep under my body and bring it into the subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Here, let me heighten that grace just a little bit. He says, moreover, brethren, when I would not that you should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses. Remember the man that was in hell, friends, in the book of Luke? He wanted some help. He wanted to get out there. And then he wanted someone to go tell his five brothers about the hell that was real. That was a reality to him at that point. And it was the Lord that said to them, listen, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. We're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud into the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Why? Because they didn't hear Moses. They were kicking up against Moses, as Jannes and Jambres did. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they didn't hear the law. They never repented. You know, that's what's interesting about thresholds in the Spirit, friends. That's the interesting thing about growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When the trials and the temptations, I'm going to the parable of the sower now, Mark 4. But when the trials and the tribulations come along, all of a sudden, guess what we see? We see what's still alive in people. We see what can't get through. Because it can't get through. It kind of reminds me a little of Joshua when he told the children of Israel to not touch the accursed thing. But there was one that did it. He just had to go ahead and give it a shake, give it a try. His name was Achan. And by the way, Achan's name, defined, my friends, was troubler. It was troubler. And guess what Achan did? He went and did the accursed thing, what he knew he shouldn't have did. And guess what happened? They began to become dispossessed rather than empowered to possess. I'm sorry. They become possessed with the problem rather than dispossessed. I said that backwards. Sorry. And then Joshua, we have in Scripture, falling down before the Lord saying, what is it that we've done? Well, there's sin in the camp. There's one in the camp that touched what they shouldn't have touched. Listen, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Yes, they were. Now, these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, sex before marriage, even the look, my friends. The Bible says we're to take every thought captive and make it obedience to the word of Christ. Guess what? Obedient. Guess what that is? That's grace. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for an ensamples to us, and they are written for our admonition upon the ends of the world that is to come. And then he says, finally, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. 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 You know, Scripture says when you serve an idol, there's a snare in the Old Testament. And I can go over to Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Ooh! Owie! Owie! Are you offended? Are you offended by that because you have a different God? Are you offended by that because you serve a God that you think exists? A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating? Because I want to tell you what, your God does not exist. It's a figment of your imagination and your sinful lifestyle. And let me tell you, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord to those that do understand what real grace is. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead, the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of the Spirit. Newness of the Spirit. Read Romans 6 when you get some time, friends. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. No way. Are you crazy? Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But here it comes right here. Here's the answer. The law shows me how crooked I am, but grace comes along and straightens me out. Now listen, we're going to get over to grace right here. But God be thanked that you are servants, that you were, a past tense, the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from that heart that form of doctrine that was delivered. Being then made free from sin, you become servants of righteousness through the work of the Holy Ghost as we grow in grace. Paul said, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. That is a work of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. But let me ask you, friends, what fruit had you in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. The end of those things is death. Folks, our end aim is to be like him. Our prayer is to wake up into the image and likeness of who he is. We have one opportunity, one life, which is a vapor, to make it count. And we better make it count. Max Jukes, an atheist, lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than a half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And by the way, please keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. They did a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. Is that a good enough contrast for you? Jonathan Edwards, his descendants did not cost the state one single penny. See, Proverbs 10:7 tells us, friends, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot, and it stinking reeks, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It reeks. I just got a text here from our friend in Michigan. He said, thanks a million for the shout. You were one of the first people outside of my home to see this page. We're out now. Sean Miller in Michigan, running for state senate. Folks, if you're in Michigan, give Sean a, well, give him a little bump. Give him a phone call. See what he's got going on. Get behind the man if he's worthy. Huh? If he's worthy. Well, he's our friend, so I'm not going to be biased, and I'm not going to form an opinion for you. Give him a call. Sean Miller, running for Senate in Michigan. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Speaking of the one thing, not talking about the abstract sin. You know, I was just talking this morning to one of my friends, speaking of the topic in which we're on right now. And you know what, friends, I can go into churches and I can preach all day. And what's absolutely amazing about the hypocrisy, the church is called to be the light of the world, right? And they hold on to that one thing, that piece of darkness that blinds their eyes. And then they end up in the ditch and they're trying to figure out why they're in the ditch. And then at length, really what it comes down to is idolatry, because really what they are is they're angry with Christ, who came to testify against the world that the deeds of the world were evil. Remember, he was hated for his love. Talked about that last week. And I'll talk about the Jesus of the Bible. And I'll give a premise, and I'll go line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'll come to the end of what I'm talking about. And then I'll say, hey, friends, let's talk about real grace for a second in a church. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully, when we know it's sin and we do it, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth in which I'm giving you right now, he said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now listen to this. This is what bends people out of shape. This one thing. Christ becomes the rock of offense right here to the professed church. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment shall you suppose shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God? I didn't say Moses, I said trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. And what does it say right after that, friends? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Almost every time I do a church and I bring that portion of scripture up during the end of my discourse, without fail, one or two or three people, Bradley, but what about this? What about this? What about this? What about grace? Yeah, what about grace? I said, for if we sin willfully, scripture says, are you willfully sinning? Well, then he says, then we have received the knowledge of the truth that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. This is a different gospel. What about the woman that was busted in adultery when he said to her, go and sin no more? He showed mercy. Go and sin no more is the grace of the Bible. And to take it a step further, friends, it's a great place to be when we can say, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot tempt men with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You can't blame God. You can't go back to the book of Job and point your finger back at God and condemn God. Nope. You made the choice. You made the choice to do what you want to do. You know, oftentimes when I'm doing events, I'll talk about reaping and sowing. And I'll say, hey, if you have things in your life all around you, and you're trying to figure out why you're surrounded by these things that are holding you back in life, you have to look at what you sowed. You just simply have to look behind you to see what you sowed. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the Spirit will shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. He that soweth to the flesh will of the flesh what? Reap corruption. Folks, didn't you hear about the two duck hunters who went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened? They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a little dog, and a couple sticks of dynamite. When they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a problem. The lake was completely frozen over. One of them had a great idea. He would go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he could to the center of that lake, blow a hole so that he could put down their decoys, you know, the fake little duckies. And as all the ducks descended, those little duckies, as they do, they would have a heyday shooting at all of these ducks. So this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem. As he threw the dynamite, he noticed that all of his, well, that his little retriever ran after the stick of dynamite that he just threw. Put it in his mouth, that little dog did, and as faithful as that retriever was, he started to run back to its owner. The owner freaked out. And in fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at the retriever. After shooting at the retriever was scared away. And as he was scared away, the retriever ran right under the, guess what, friends? The brand new truck. This is a true story. Guess what blew up? You got it. The brand new truck, along with his faithful retriever. You see, the very evidence of his guilt blew right up in front of his face. And P.S., the men were charged for breaking the law. Again, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. What is it that you sowed in the past? Because it's what you're dealing with in the present. And if it's sin that has you in bondage, you need to know that Jesus Christ came to make men free. He's the one that said to the religious hypocrites. Yes, when you're reading the Gospels, he's dealing with the religious hypocrites, friends. The religious hypocrites, they're the worst. There's nothing worse than these people. They think they know when in fact they know nothing. That's why God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. That's why God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. That's why God used the child as the model of heaven. Because a little child understands what the religious hypocrites don't. They can see their hypocrisy. They say and they do not. They say one thing and they do the opposite. See it all the time. Church people are the worst in America. Again, make the distinction between the sheep and the goats. But those that understand real grace, guess what they do, friends? They overcome by the faith of the Son of God. And where did that faith come from? Well, Scripture again says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Where did that faith come from? It came from Him. And what is the justification of faith, by the way, friends? Let's not get too theological here. It's simple obedience in Christ. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm having church. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. But what do we see? We see, again, we shared this last week. Oh, we see the little stickers where, you know, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. When you see those. And you know what's interesting about it? You know, one of the things the other guy talks about every once in a while? He talks about when he used to go to parties, it used to be all the church kids that were around him at the parties, and they would say nothing about Christ. No, of course they didn't, especially not with their lives. See, they go to church on Sundays, they act a certain way inside of the building, and then when they come out, they act a different way. They become worldlings. There's no distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And if everybody in this country really understood the price of redemption, we're all growing there, but even a simple understanding, we would not tolerate sin in ourselves first and foremost, and namely our brothers and our sisters as well. You know, I've shared this and I love this. You know that back in the day, the 1700s, the 1800s, during the foundations of our country, you can go back all the way to the 1600s, the 1500s, the Puritan preachers. You know that it used to take 2 to 3 years to be a part of a church? You had to be proven before you could be a part of a church. Now if you're proven, it's called, you know, control. Or what's this guy's problem? And now we see these little signs out there that say, hey, our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. My gosh, what has the professed church in America become? Shame on you. 78% of America professes Christianity, and we have a million Muslim march in D.C.? You know who stood up, by the way, friends? You know who stood up? The bikers who will go into heaven before you. Hundreds of thousands of bikers are going to go stand up to the million Muslim march. Where's the church? The Muslims believe their God. They're coming to America to see your God. And when they come, you go hide out in the building. Folks, the law shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out. Let's talk about overcoming tomorrow, shall we? You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.